everybody, and welcome to STF Podcast Episode 11. I am Colton, and I am here with Josh.
Hello.
And Michael.
Hey guys, how you doing?
So, how's everybody today?
Fine. A little tiring, but fine.
Okay, but I just like to first off apologize because we originally had a podcast, episode 11.
So this is basically episode 11 2.2.
You mean 2.0?
Whatever.
Like, we had one recorded last week, but I stupidly did not have the audio come out when I needed it to, and it just gave me like a flat line of nothing.
So basically your audio died.
It just disappeared, essentially. So we couldn't use the one from last week, so here we are. And it sucks because we also had Eric.
A great podcast.
It was a good podcast. We had Eric and Tom for the last pod, for the one we recorded that unfortunately we'll never see the light of day.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll try and make up with it for this podcast right here.
Yep.
So, Colton, how was your Halloween?
Didn't really do anything. I slept through it, actually. Through trick-or-treating and all that.
How do you do that?
Like, I came home, and I was really tired, and I played, I think I played, like, Skyrim or something for, like, an hour or so, and then I fell asleep until about 9 o'clock. And trick-or-treating in my town was, like, I think it was, like, 6 to 8 or something like that.
Wait, they had a curfew for trick-or-treating?
Yeah, it's like, it goes like a little bit after dark. It may have been about 8:30 or something like that.
Hmm.
But, yeah, I woke up at 9 and I missed it. But I took some of my sister's candy, so it was all good.
That's always nice, taking other people's candy.
Yeah, you know, get all the reward for no work. You disgust me, Colton. You disgust me. How dare you disrespect the legend of Halloween by just stealing candy?
Well, isn't that basically Halloween?
No, you go out there and you get candy, either buying it or just like, you know, going up to like a door and being, yo, like, trick or treat, let me get some candy. And if you're wearing a costume, you get it. If you don't, well, you should have bought a freaking costume.
You didn't buy a costume?
I had my Wuna hat. That's all I needed.
A what hat?
My Wuna hat.
Oh, your pony hat.
Hey, don't disrespect the Wuna Republic.
Screw you, hippie.
Whatever.
Anyway, I've been watching My Little Pony this week. So I think I just got to season 2.
Yeah, the last episode I saw you watch was Luna Eclipsed.
Oh, and I have my three favorite ponies now.
Applejack, Applejack, and Applejack.
No, it's right. Rainbow Dash, Applejack, and then Applejack's little sister, Apple Bloom.
I love how you had to, like, put emphasis on the bloom.
It's like vile bloom.
Get out.
I love Pokemon.
It's okay now.
Yeah, that's because you didn't want to help Pokemon, you know, try to reach its limits by buying its games.
Wait, what the hell does that have to do with anything?
Because you're screwing over Pokemon.
Pokemon's screwing over us by making crappy-ass designs for their Pokemon. Some of them they even took from freaking Digimon, for Christ's sakes. That's how
like
original.
What?
Okay, Clank, the freaking Gears Pokemon. They had a Digimon called, like, Gearmon, I think it was. And it was just, like, it was either one gear or two gears. And it was essentially the same thing as Clank. What? Like, seriously? And as if the freaking ice cream cone Pokemon wasn't unoriginal enough.
What do you mean unoriginal?
The stupid like ice cream Pokemon that it was like a cone, and then it was like a waffle cone, and then it was like a double scoop.
Oh, you mean the evolution of the ice cream cone?
No, just the whole Pokemon itself was stupid, and then all like the recolors in black and white too. Like, how lazy? They ain't worth freaking $40 to buy that crap. I'd rather buy a good game.
Hmm.
Indeed.
Whatever you say, Josh. I still like it.
Whatever. Pokemon still sucks. Well, I mean, now it sucks. Back in the day, when we had Pokemon Blue, and we had all the good shit, like Mew.
Pokemon, shout out to Pokemon Fire Red.
Which I'm Those are the remakes, still, right?
Actually. Yeah, it's a remake.
Wow.
Well, you know.
Anyway, Colton, did you get hit by Sandy this week?
It rained a little bit, like, for 2 days, but that's about it.
We got internet knocked out.
Not much rain.
Our internet was knocked out for the whole week. We were suffering here with no Xbox Live and no podcast. Because I sent a text to one of my friends. It's like, how do you have internet? It's like, no, I don't have internet. I'm using my phone. It's like, oh, man, that sucks. Yeah, like, Sandy got Dirty Dan, but she knocked out my internet.
Well, you know, your internet was just SpongeBob in the crossfire.
I guess so. I guess she called that as collateral damage.
I guess. I don't know. Your joke's corny. Stop it.
Oh, so your jokes are even better?
I wasn't making jokes about...
Oh, what about Sandy? The jokes you were making this morning? Oh, I didn't choose the thug life. The thug life chose
shut
me.
Up. I made like 2 or 3 of those jokes. No. See, no, Colin. What happened was we got back from like church and we were listening to music. And they put on that old Shakira song. Was it Hips Don't Lie?
Yeah.
And then Michael's like, oh, Shakira's got to stop being so Colombian. And then I'm like, well, you know, Michael, Shakira didn't choose the Colombian life. The Colombian life chose Shakira. And, it's not that funny. It's honestly not that funny. But, like, he doesn't have to hate. Then I just started trolling him by just making up a whole bunch of different ones.
And then he started singing that stupid song again.
Oh, you mean... Look, you can go ahead and blame, like, Ray for that one. If he hadn't have made it so catchy, I probably would not be singing it at all.
You liar.
It's true. I wouldn't care for it. Like, honestly, I didn't even know what that song was up until he just, like, referenced it in that Assassin's Creed Let's Play. I was like, oh, it's funny.
You're not funny. Okay. Colin, what stories do you have today?
Nothing really. Just school still sucks. But
when does school ever not suck?
When you get a whole week off because of hurricane.
Oh yeah, because of Sandy, my brother and my sister got a whole week off of school.
Wow. Well,
that'd been nice.
I mean, it was nice, but I'm pretty sure it's gonna bite me in the ass eventually.
Yeah, apparently when Halo 4 is about to come out.
I mean, you know, if the school is like, yo, we still can't open the school on Tuesday, so, you know, have another day off, I won't complain. I'll just be like, yeah, Halo.
Oh, did you see the news, Colin?
What news?
The news, you know, the news.
There's been a lot of news.
About what's going on in New York.
Like the power outages?
Not just the power outages, but the all the flooding and the destruction that happened in Coney Island. Have you...
No, I didn't hear anything specifically about that, but...
Wait, what are you talking about, Michael?
I'm talking about the devastation and destruction that Sandy
Well, of course there was devastation and destruction. Places got, like... blown away, essentially, because of
And
Sandy.
Didn't you once say, Josh, that you saw a picture on the internet saying that what if Gundam style was a rain
dance?
Yeah.
Nah. Well, I mean, that's what happened. No, someone made, like, a joke internet picture, which I don't have anymore, but it was like the what if pictures. You know those, Colton? Those memes? Are you familiar?
Yeah.
Well, one of them was, like, what if Gundam style was a rain dance and we brought this hurricane upon ourselves? I found that had me in stitches. I'm not gonna lie. It was a lot funnier before, but like now it's been said so many times around where I'm at. So it's like, okay.
Yeah, but that storm was horrible, and I do feel sad and sorry about all the people who have died or lost their homes.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal over here, especially now with, like, the gas. I mean, Damn. Everyone's, like, lining up for that stuff.
Damn, the pod just got emo.
We didn't get emo. We just got usually the podcast, we talk about, like, stupid shit, like Tom's Britishness or, like...
Colton
from the South.
Being too young for us.
Yeah, Colton being too young or from the South. But, like, we're actually, like, for once talking about serious
something
business.
Something serious that happened in our place.
I mean, just it's mostly because it hit us.
Well, it didn't hit us that hard. I mean,
it hit our home. It hit us in our home.
And we did get a couple branches knocked off.
I mean, yeah, but it's like, it hit home. You know what I mean?
Well, the Jersey Shore, I got effed up.
Yeah, essentially, Jersey Shore is like, whatever.
Well, they're getting used to getting effed up every day anyway.
Well, you know, it's more Long Island than the Jersey Shore.
Colton knows what I mean.
I know what you're talking about.
All right.
I get it.
All right. Let's see. What else? Assassin's Creed came out this week.
Assassin's Creed did come out this week.
And I gotta say, it's pretty freaking awesome, this game.
It's okay.
I'm still not getting it.
You're not getting it?
So cool.
I don't know, I just haven't played... The only other game I played it, the first Assassin's Creed. I haven't played any other ones. So, if I do end up... I'm not gonna get it until I at least play the other ones.
Okay.
Okay.
So, you're saving your money for Halo 4 Limited Edition.
Well, I already have it paid for. What?
Wait, you already had it paid for?
Yeah, like, I pre-ordered it and I already had it paid off at GameStop.
Oh, you paid it off? Oh, that's the problem with me. It's just...
Yeah.
The problem is now that I think all the credit cards in the in GameStop are not working, so... That's what's pissing me off, and I hope by the time Halo 4 comes out, it doesn't happen.
Just go to the bank.
Yeah, I'm going to ask the bank to take out money out of my credit card.
I don't know. I don't know money.
Don't you have your savings account or something?
I'm just a child.
So? I was a child once, and I had a savings account. Joshua still has his old savings account.
It's like, I keep my money in a shoebox under my bed.
Basically, you're like a grandma.
Yeah. I don't want the banks to know who I am.
Dude, one day. Just one day, Colton. Just go to the bank and be like, look, I know I look like a 2-year-old, but just give me a credit card. I promise I won't, like, flood the stock market.
Flood the stock market.
I promise I won't cause a crash.
Stock market crash?
Stock
what if Colton is the reason
everywhere.
Why the stock market crashed?
Why would Colton be the reason?
Because he just smiled at them?
I'd be surprised if I was the reason.
Like what? Like what? Like his ancestors were the ones that caused it or something? Like what? Is Colton like the new like Desmond where he's just going to like relive his family destroying the freaking country?
Basically.
Seems legit.
Oh.
What?
I remember something that I did this week.
What?
I watched I Am Legend.
That's that Will
Smith
movie,
like,
right?
Thanks for bringing up like an age-old movie.
Josh, but that's that Will Smith
well,
movie,
I just,
right?
Well, I just,
it's the cancer movie.
I finally watched it.
That's
yeah,
not cancer.
No,
that's
like, he was trying to cure cancer.
It, like people got infected
no,
with
no, no,
something.
No, he was trying to cure cancer yeah, with it, but it messed up, and it ended up like turning a bunch of people
and
into
it
like
just killed everybody.
Yeah.
I forget what they called them, but yeah, I finally watched it. It was pretty good.
Why did it take you so long to watch it?
know.
What year did I Am Legend come out, actually? Like, what was it? Like, 2007, 2008?
It was a while ago.
Yeah, I remember that much.
I just don't remember when it came out. But yeah, good movie.
Yeah, it was okay, though. I wouldn't say good. What do you think, Josh? You're a film critic of some sort.
What is the question?
What'd you think about,
About?
I Am Legend.
It was nice. I mean, it's been done, but it was nice.
What other movies are good? Well, did you see Wreck-It Ralph this week, actually?
Nice segue, which kind of went completely the other way I thought I was about to go, but sure, I'll go ahead and talk. Yes, I watched Wreck-It Ralph. Everyone who's watching the podcast, get
without
the fuck
Josh.
Off. No,
Josh,
I'm just going to say it right now.
Okay.
Get the hell off this podcast. Go to your theater. Go watch it.
And then come and watch our podcast.
Then come back and finish the podcast, because this movie was freaking amazing. That's all
okay,
I have to
say. Without spoiling anything, how great was this movie?
Yeah, don't spoil it. I haven't
seen this is my favorite movie of the year. I'm just going to throw it out there. Favorite movie of the year, right there.
Seriously?
Like, that. Like I'm like, The Avengers was great. Dark Knight Rises was good. Wreck-It Ralph, freaking amazing.
But I don't think it made the same amount of money as
Avengers. No. You know what? Shut the hell up. Money doesn't mean crap. It doesn't matter how much money you make, as long as your movie was freaking amazing. And I have to say, in terms of just, like, blowing your mind, Wreck-It Ralph did a way better job than the Avengers.
Okay. So, what characters were in Wreck-It Ralph?
Wait, what do you mean?
What characters
like
were in there?
Cameos?
Like, any memorable characters?
Like, cameos or just, like, actual characters for the movie?
Cameos.
There was Cammy and Chun-Li and Ken and Ryu from Street Fighter, Dig Dug and several, like, creatures from the game. Zangief, Neff from Alter Beast, which me and only one other person knew who that was.
Who is it?
Neff from Altered Beast. He's like in the beginning of the movie. He's the big rhinoceros dude you've seen in some of like the posters.
Alter Beast, but isn't Alter Beast a Sega game?
Yeah, it's a Genesis game.
Yeah. Wait, he's part of Alter Beast?
You never saw him because you never got to the last level, like someone in this podcast. But, you know.
Brag about it. Why don't you?
Yeah, I'm going to brag about it because I beat Alter Beast up yours, even though it's not that hard of a game. But, you know, it scared the crap out of me.
Back then, it was so hard we could never finish.
But no,
it.
Neff is, I have to say, Neff is the easiest boss to beat in a game, hands down. He's too easy. But, yeah, he's, mm-hmm. like, you know how, like, when you play Alter Beast and every time you get to the end of a stage, you see this one douchebag transform into a giant, like, monster thing?
Uh-huh.
That's Neff. The last thing he turns into is some stupid-looking rhinoceros that just runs back and forth. And that you can easily dodge without even trying.
Hmm.
But, yeah, that's Neff for you. And then there... Well, who else was there? There was Sonic. There are some other ones that I'm not going to mention because they're so amazing that when you see them, you're going to shit bricks. But
shit bricks?
Like, honestly, some of them were shit brick worthy. But, like, go watch this movie. Just go watch it. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're the most ignorant, pessimistic douchebag on the planet. Go watch this movie because it will blow your balls off to next planet.
The next planet, huh?
That's the best way. Dude, this movie was amazing. I have like only like one or two gripe. No, there's only like one gripe I honestly have about it, which I'll talk about it when, you know, we can like spoil it. Because I actually do want to do like some, I do want to have a discussion about this movie. You guys need to watch it and we need to discuss it.
Well, Josh, I don't think any of us will watch it because we're going to spend our money on Halo 4.
Dude, like, $11 to go to the freaking theater. Just go watch it. It's not that. It's worth the money.
So
it's worth it.
So you want to send me like $11 to watch it?
How about you go get yourself a credit card?
Can we talk about it.
How about you go get yourself a credit card?
How about you get yourself a job?
You know, Colin, you're a wee lad. You have a strong
work
back.
Is hard. Are you kidding me,
dude? You're young. You have metabolism to save
you.
Yeah,
you're not like us. We're old and brittle.
Yeah, you could just touch me. I'll probably turn to dust. I mean, you know.
Come on, bro. You got energy for days. We don't.
Not really. I take naps every day.
You take naps?
Like, I come home from school and I take a nap.
What are you, a cat?
And I wish.
No, he's the shadow broker, nice. You know.
I'm the shadow broker.
So basically he's working too hard looking for information and he pooped himself out, basically.
That's how Colton gets his money. He just trades information around the schoolyard. He could be like, you know, Becky's dating Susie. Yeah, that's right, they're lesbians. You want to know about it? Give me some money.
I'll give you photos for a couple dollars.
That's Colton's...
Funny thing is...
What?
I don't know a single person named Becky.
Well, do you know anyone called Rebecca?
No.
Okay, then yeah, you wouldn't know anyone named Becky then.
Wow, Colton. In the South, don't they call their children Rebecca?
No.
Rebecca's more of like... No, Rebecca seems more of like a northern name than a southern name. It doesn't scream South to me.
Hmm.
Like something like Caitlin or... I don't know.
Or May Junebug.
What the fuck? Or, you know, Mary... No, wait, that's Caitlin, British. So I was about to say...
That.
Yeah, sorry.
So, Colin, I hope you're not spending a lot of money because, you know, somebody has to get to New York Comic Con next year.
Yeah, next week, you know? Next week, we got New York Comic Con.
Yeah, next week.
Gonna be seeing Colin. We're gonna take some jello shots. Well, I'm gonna take some jello shots, but Colin just watch me.
Oh, poor Colin. He's so young and he can't go into bars.
Well, neither can I, but, you know.
I'll just drink my water.
You'll just bring apple juice with you and say, yeah.
Hey, I'd bring apple juice with me to the bar.
Apple juice is the best.
Dude, do not diss the apple juice.
Have you ever had an apple juice break? Colin.
Me?
Yeah.
Apple juice break? Yeah.
I've had a couple of them, and they make me so happy. Nope. Nothing? Okay, moving on.
No comment. Just keep going.
I like, going back to the Assassin's Creed 3 talk, which was a short talk, I like the way that they just throw you into the mix of everything that goes on during the American Revolution. It's so crazy, but yeah, it's so cool. This game is so awesome, especially the multiplayer aspect of this game. Josh, you've seen me play a little bit of multiplayer last night.
Wait, what are you talking about?
The multiplayer function of Assassin's Creed.
Oh, for Assassin's Creed? No, he's talking about Assassin's Creed.
Screw you, hippie. Okay.
I was going to say, Revolutionary War.
Yeah, like, Halo That's Revolutionary War. I can't wait to, you know,
isn't the first one Halo Combat Evolution, though?
It's Evolved.
Whatever.
Combat Evolved. Get it right.
Yeah. Say it right or don't say it at all.
Call yourself a fan.
How dare you?
But you guys do know the story about why the first Halo is called Combat Evolved, right?
Wait, Combat Rawled?
No, Combat Evolved.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about, you guys know the story about why Halo is called Combat Evolved.
Are you really going to tell us what we already know?
No, I'm just saying if you guys know it. Colton, do you know?
I might, but I...
It's because of Japan.
Yeah, basically the Japanese made us change the name.
I'm pretty sure I heard that somewhere else. I wonder where that was that I heard that from.
Shut your mouth, Michael.
You didn't do digging. Bullshit. I know where you got that from.
Leave me alone. Not all of us are as knowledgeable as you.
It has nothing to do with knowledge. You said you took it off another podcast.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Anyway, did you know? Were you looking at YouTube yesterday, Colin?
I don't know. Just say what you're gonna say.
You know Tom's video Slender, right?
Yeah.
So me and Tom were looking at the Slender statistics on his video, and the weirdest thing we found out about it is that America's not the Well, actually, America is the first country that's number one about watching it. But do you know what the second country is?
Zimbabwe?
No, Turkey. Zealand.
Turkey.
I'm being serious. I'm not what? Even lying. It's Turkey that's the second country that watches that video. Dude, I feel like Turkey likes watching British people get scared. What do you think, Tom?
Or maybe just a coincidence. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe they do.
Man, I feel lonely. Tom's not here to, you know, talk to me. Did Tom tell you what he was doing? Because I don't remember what he was doing.
I don't remember. He just said he was busy.
Yeah, he was doing like some kind of... He was going to a gig or something. Something about a British boy band or something.
Yes, because Britain only produces boy bands. Unlike America. That.
Exactly.
They got British boy bands and American boy bands. Only in Britain, they can't take off their shirts.
Well, that's not true.
You don't know that.
You don't know that either.
How do you take a shower if you can't take off your shirt?
I don't know. I guess they leave it on and just take a shower.
Pretty clean shirt.
Basically. So, guys, what do you think Halo 4 is going to be? You know,
what do you mean,
be,
what is Halo 4?
Is it going to be awesome, or is it just going to... Maybe it's the end of 343 Industries.
What do you mean the end? 343, I think, isn't this their first... No, wait, their first game was the remake, which doesn't really count, I guess.
Yeah.
But,
And didn't... Wait, who made Halo Wars?
Halo Wars was Ensemble Studios.
And we all know what happened to that piece of garbage.
Yeah, it wasn't garbage, it just wasn't amazing. Yeah, but
I played that game.
The first thing 343 made in terms of games was the Halo Combat Evolved Anniversary, which was nice. It was pretty cool. But this is technically their first.
Can
like,
we just call it
game.
Halo? We don't need to call it Combat Evolved.
Because it's Halo. It's Halo Combat Evolved Anniversary. All right.
If we'll just call it Halo CE.
CEA. It's CEA.
Whatever. But you know, Combat Evolved Anniversary. It was. It wasn't technically their game, since they were just, like, you know, making the graphics better.
Which they did.
Which they did, but, you know, that's expected of a...
It looked really good.
It looked it looked great. But this is their first, like, full-on, they made this game themselves. So...
Yeah, but what do you think it's going to be? Is it going to be a dud, or is it going to be a good game?
I don't know.
I think it'll be pretty good.
You think so?
I don't think it'll be a dud. Yeah, I don't think it'll be a dud... No. But I don't know what it's going to be above that.
But what would you think would happen if they ruined Halo Forever?
Wait, what?
What would happen if 343 ruined Halo Forever?
Whatever.
What do you mean, whatever? That'd be the end of the trilogy.
What trilogy?
Isn't there three more Halo games?
I mean, they're coming out with three games, but it's like, I just don't have to follow it. If they ruin... Okay, put it this way. If Halo 4 is a terrible game and it just sucks, then that's on them. That doesn't really, like, you know, look towards Bungie's series, which all the games Bungie made were flawless. Well, not flawless, but they were great games. No one can say anything really horrible about the Halo series Bungie created. If 343 takes it and they just turn it into a piece of shit, well... Whatever. I'm not gonna cry about it. I'm just not gonna like follow what they do at that point if it's a terrible game.
Okay.
Which I don't think it will, mind you.
Because of all the trailers and stuff they've been showing us?
Like, I mean, it's more just like what I've seen game wise. Like in terms of the multiplayer that has been shown at like RTX and other conventions.
But didn't they show a trailer in like E3?
I don't care about trailers personally. Oh. I care about gameplay. Like,
but
if the game is good.
We saw a little bit of gameplay at New York Comic Con, though.
Well, I didn't get to play it, so I can't give my personal output on what if I think everything is tight about it.
But just looking at it...
Looking at it and seeing how people have been playing it in, like, NLG things and... God damn it. you know, the MLG circuit and also RTX, Comic Con, all that stuff. it looks good. Like, multiplayer-wise, I can't say anything about the campaign. I can't say if the campaign is going to be fun or bad. I don't know anything about Spartan Ops. I've seen next to nothing of it. But I'm hoping that's going to be good because it sounds fun. But as for that, I'm just going to wait for the game to come out, play it myself, and then have my 2 cents about it.
Okay.
But yeah.
And Forward Unto Dawn finished today, so...
Forward Unto Dawn was amazing. I mean, I didn't really care about it first off, but then it, like, it kicked you right in the balls around episode 3.
No spoilers.
No spoilers, just saying.
No, we're not going to spoil it.
Episode, like, I'm just going to say that, you know, prior to episode 3. Prior to episode 3. Prior to episode 3, the show was boring, honestly. That's all I'm really going to say.
Because of Lowski and his problems?
Well, don't spoil anything. I'm just
saying,
like...
We're not spoiling anything.
Like, I'm just saying...
I don't think saying the character's name is spoilish.
Well, if you explain what's wrong with them, that's a spoiler. But just... I'm just saying that... Episodes 1 and 2 are just... Eh. They're okay. Everything else after that, it's freaking amazing. The show is good. Go watch it.
I like the visual effects of it.
Well, I mean, you know... It was...
They were pretty cool.
They were visual effects. They were pretty cool. They were pretty cool.
I like the way they made one character there look awesome.
The one thing that I didn't like, which was some of the Covenant weapons they showed off. Like, nothing new, just like...
Yeah, same exact thing.
No. Like, they were using... I'm not sure if it was, like, for every single shot, but it seemed like it. Like, the rounds coming out of the carbine, the Covenant carbine.
Wow, thanks for spoiling it.
Oh, wow. Spoiler, there's going to be a Covenant carbine at Forward Unto Dawn. Because saying
but
Covenant,
they didn't know the Covenant was coming.
I said the Covenant weapons.
You spoiled
I didn't say
it.
That. I didn't say the Covenant were there though. You're the one saying the Covenant was there. I'm saying that the Covenant weapons they had there. For all they knew, they just could have had Covenant weapons there. But no, you're like, oh, the Covenant is there.
I'm you're the saying, one who spoiled it.
I just said there was Covenant weapons there. Okay, there's no spoiling if I'm just saying there's Covenant weapons there. You know what? Forget it. I'm not even going to say it.
Just let's just give our final opinion. Forward Unto Dawn, good or bad?
It was amazing. Go watch it.
Oh, yeah. It was amazing. Colin, for some strange reason, does not want to watch it till
what are you waiting for? It's all done.
I'm getting the DVD.
That's coming out in December.
With the Halo 4.
That's coming out in December.
No, it comes with the limited edition.
No, it does. Michael, does it come
with
the limited edition?
Yes, it does.
But actually, why would they start selling it in December then?
I think it's a digital download,
I don't know if it's digital download or...
DVD? It's DVD. I know it's DVD.
I'm waiting.
I know it's DVD, but... I guess, but, like, it seems like a waste.
That's what. So I can just watch it. I'm going to sit down, and I'm going to watch it all in just one go.
That's fine.
What... I forgot. I wasn't checking the limited edition, but what does come with the limited edition?
Like... I don't know.
I think it was a bunch of maps and stuff.
Yeah, you get, like, I forget how many. I'd look it up, but I'm afraid of my computer.
You're afraid of your computer? What is it doing to you?
Like, my internet is being...
Shitty?
Terrible. So if I open Chrome, I think I'll probably drop the call.
Oh.
Crap.
That would suck.
Yeah. So if somebody else wants to look it up...
Josh, why don't you look it up?
What am I even looking up then?
What comes in the limited edition Halo 4?
Yeah. Josh Scruffy.
Leave my dog alone.
Halo 4.
It's the podcast dog. You can't keep to yourself now.
Podcast dog?
It's a podcast dog, yo. Hey, I got a question for you guys while I'm looking this up.
What up?
Have you ever watched a show with, like, a profusely annoying character that you wish would just go die?
I did.
What did you watch?
I watched, what's it called? I watched My Little Pony and Douche Pony.
Oh, you mean the Great
and
Powerful
Trixie? I want her to die.
The Great and Powerful Trixie?
Yes, I want her to die.
Trixie, don't disrespect the Great and Powerful Trixie.
She's not great.
Okay,
she's not powerful.
Oh,
she's
just let me quickly
dick.
Read off the specs for this. The Halo 4 Limited Edition comes with the game disc, War Games map pack, instant access to all 8 specializations, UNSC Infinity briefing packet, including Mjolnir armor schematics, weapon information and a layout of the indoctrination of the Spartan fours or sixes. I don't know. The 90-minute extended edition of the vid doc Halo 4 Forward Unto Dawn exclusive assault rifle prime weapon.
Oh, so you're
skin.
Right, Colin. Forward Unto Dawn does come.
And then a whole bunch of other like cool stuff for the game and like goodies.
Yep.
But here's a link, I guess.
It comes with like a metal case. It comes with like a metal case.
So are you gonna get the season pass for that too?
Some what?
The season pass for Halo 4.
I don't know. Probably.
I'm thinking about getting it because I don't feel like, you know, waiting for the maps to come out. I'll just let it download and that's it.
Yeah.
So are you going to answer Josh's question?
I had a question?
What was his question?
What was the most annoying character
you
ever saw?
Oh, if you've ever, like, you know, run into a character in a show that you just hate their guts.
I don't know. What happens to me a lot.
Yeah.
I watch some bad shows.
But did you hate them because of the characters or did you just hate them because of the show? And not like reality TV, like you hate everyone from Jersey Shore, you know what I mean? But like a character.
I hate all the people from Jersey Shore.
But they don't count because they
all die.
They don't count because I think I'm honestly convinced at this point that they are paid to be that douchey. I can't believe anyone can be that douchey for that long and not acknowledge it.
Or get paid.
They have to be.
They have to be paid for that. They can't. No one can be that douchey.
Douchefags.
I don't know. But I don't know. I just ran it. I just was watching one of my shows, and I ran into the return of a character I just hated so much. And
are you going to tell us what show it is?
Sure, why not? It's Vanguard, which
you already know.
Vanguard. You don't hate it. You just don't care. But I don't know. This stupid bitch who keeps on coming back and is like, oh, you're my husband, even though she's like, what, 8 years old. And she's just such an annoying bitch. I just want to strangle at certain points. And I'm not usually like that. But she's just that kind of terrible.
Hmm.
I don't know. So I'll chalk it up to terrible character design and quality.
Terrible.
I don't know.
Oh, well. What was I going to say?
I recorded. I had a first part of a let's play recorded.
Ooh.
By yourself?
So. Yeah. PS2 game. Or PS1 game, actually.
I don't trust you.
But I lost it, so. So that's nice. It'll probably be up. I don't know.
Oh, Josh. Josh, me. Wait, Colin. Josh, me, and Tom were throwing up some ideas about how to boost up the ratings for the show.
Oh, don't talk about that here. I don't want to talk about that.
We'll talk about that after.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like, I apologize, audience, for you having to hear about us becoming whores.
No, we're not. We're not whores.
We're whoring ourselves.
Everybody does this.
But
apparently, that's
okay. If everyone jumped off a building, would you do it too?
No.
And shut up.
Of course not.
How high is the building?
Five stories. Five stories.
Yeah, do it.
Okay.
How much are you paying me?
I'm not paying you.
I'll give you $20.
Well, everyone's doing it, so are you going to do it?
Deal. I'll do it.
Shut up.
You do it for $20?
I do it for $20. Huh? I do it for $10, jeez.
You whore.
You're worse than Kenny.
What?
Nobody got that reference?
No.
No? Oh, well. I'm not going to go and explain it. So, anyway, let's see. Anything else you want to talk about?
Okay.
Oh, yeah! We almost forgot! We almost forgot to talk about this. So, it happened during the week, right, Josh?
What? What's up?
What?
George Lucas sold LucasArts to, what's it called? Disney. Basically, now, Mickey Mouse is a Jedi.
Mickey Mouse is not a Jedi.
You sure about that?
Mickey Mouse will never be a Jedi.
Mickey Mouse is like can be a magician, but not a Jedi.
Mickey Mouse can be a magician, but not a Jedi.
If he's a Jedi, he's Qui-Gon Jinn. Terrible.
No. No one's as cool. No one can match Liam Neeson's awesomeness.
Liam Neeson
is awesome. Just Qui-Gon Jinn sucks.
Don't disrespect Qui-Gon. That's Liam Neeson.
No, he's telling the truth. Qui-Gon Jinn is the worst Jedi.
How is Qui-Gon Jinn the worst Jedi?
He just is.
No. Explain it. Come on.
I'm not a Star Wars nerd, so I'm not going to explain it.
Okay, but what do you not like about Qui-Gon Jinn?
The fact that, let me see. I don't know. I just don't think he's good.
Wow. Okay, Colin, you want to explain to me why Qui-Gon Jinn sucks?
Well.
Colin just doesn't want to talk.
So, how about this weather? Then? Crazy, right? I mean.
I hate the cold.
It's like somebody wished for the rain.
I don't know. What Maybe the hell was that supposed to mean? Be straight up with me.
And we're moving on.
No, we're not moving on. I want to know.
Tell me something good.
Shut up, Michael. No, we're not ending this until you tell me. What do you hate about Qui-Gon Jinn so much?
It's Qui-Gon Jinn. That's what I hate about him.
What did he do?
He was just there.
Anything. He just is.
He just is. The fuck does that mean? Explain to me. I want to know. What is so bad about Qui-Gon?
It means whatever you want.
What does it mean, Colin? Colin, I will bomb your house right now.
Whoa!
I ain't scared of no bombs.
Okay. I ain't scared of no bombs.
I'm in your house bombing your peoples. No, seriously, come on. I want to know. I'm honestly. Real talk. Come on.
Real talk.
You don't have to repeat everything I say, Michael.
He does have to repeat. Why wouldn't he repeat everything?
Don't change the subject.
Colin loves changing the subject.
What are you talking about?
Dude. What is so bad about Qui-Gon Jinn?
Are you serious?
He's Qui-Gon Jinn.
The fudge does that mean? Like, seriously, what does that mean?
Can we just get back to the matter and
whatever you want it to mean?
That's not a real answer. I want an answer, damn it.
Josh, can we just get back
to
what we were doing?
It's a politician answer. So.
Well, you're not a politician, Colton. You're a child.
Not yet.
Who's going to get molested still, if you I'm don't tell him now, what Joshua wants?
Well, he's not going to get molested now, but, you know.
Bring it on. I'm afraid no molestation.
It's because you're a guy. If someone tries to molest you, you'd be like, bring it.
Come at me, bro.
Bring it. Come at
Literally.
Me.
Whoa, easy there, Michael.
Whoa, too far.
Yeah, too you know, we got to keep it at least PG-13, if not R.
Josh, we have an explicit
even
tag
though,
on
even
iTunes.
Though we have the
we have the explicit tag, but, you know, let's try and, like, you know, keep it family friendly.
Family friendly.
Okay, if you want to move on, go ahead. But, Colin, we will talk about this.
Oh, my God. Shut up already. Everybody hates Qui-Gon Jinn. That's
why? It. Why do you hate Qui-Gon Jinn? Huh?
Why do I hate him? I think he's just the worst Jedi.
Why? 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 Just why?
I'd rather
because
hate him than
Luke
like him.
Skywalker's a better Jedi than him.
Why?
He just is.
How? I don't see how Luke Skywalker is a better Jedi than Qui-Gon Jinn.
Jedi. Is that what you just said? Jedi?
Yeah, Jedi. You know, that's the Australian way of saying Jedi.
It's a soft J.
Jedi.
It's like, what's up, J bro?
But, okay, let's just move on before I bring us back to this. Just move on. Move on.
So, okay. We were talking about LucasArts getting bought by, what's it called? Mickey Mouse.
A.K.A. Disney?
Disney? Is it Disney?
Yeah, it's Disney. Walt Disney Productions.
Okay. Sounds good.
What's it called? How much did they get bought for again?
What was it, like $4
billion? $4 billion. More than what they got. More than they bought Marvel.
Yeah.
No, I think it's the same, actually.
Yeah, I think it's more. I don't know.
No. Check.
I'm not going to check. Just go on. Go on with what you wanted to talk about.
Well, I wanted to know what your guy's opinion and what he think about it.
It's okay.
I don't know.
I'm giving the same response I gave when Disney bought Marvel. I'm okay with it as long as they don't screw it up.
But what if they do screw it up?
Well, then I'm going to have a problem with that. Well, not as much because, like, Star Wars is, well, it's Star Wars, so, you know, it's whatever. But, you know, I'm confident that Disney won't screw it up just because look what they did with Marvel. I'd say they've done a pretty damn good job.
Uh-huh.
So I'm gonna give, you know, Marvel the benefit, not Marvel, yeah, Disney the benefit of the doubt that they won't screw it up and that they'll actually do a bang up job with using Lucasfilms to their advantage.
But Lucas still controls it. I mean, not control it as much as he used to.
But he's not gonna do anything. He's not gonna do anything about it though, because the new Star Wars films, which, yeah, spoiler, they're going to make 3 more Star Wars films.
When's the next one supposed to come out? 2015, I think they said.
Don't know, don't care. But when it does come out, I mean, it's not going to be done by George Lucas, which is okay because, you know,
hate George Lucas.
I don't hate George Lucas. Just like the two best Star Wars movies he didn't even make. So it's like, whatever.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm pretty sure if they get, like, some amazing, like, director or writer on it, they probably have, like, something really good going for them right there. Because there is, like, I actually got into a conversation with some people about Lucasfilms. And they were telling me, like, oh, well, you know, what are they going to do with Lucasfilms? And I was just like, well, you know, there's, like, an entire, like, extended universe, or expand, I believe it's called, that has so much potential that Disney could just make amazing that it's just unbelievable. I mean, you have all the games that have been produced. You have all, like, the lore, the comic books.
Wait, so is 1313 gonna be produced by Walt Disney also?
Not unknown, because that's made by Lucas. That's made by that's made by LucasArts. Not Lucasfilms. Disney took control of Lucasfilms.
No, they didn't. They took over everything.
I don't know. LucasArts could be a completely different thing. I'm not 100% sure. You can go do the fact searching on your own if you want to, you know, find out all that hibbity-jibbity. But as far as I know, if they do produce it, it's whatever. They're just putting their money into those people's pockets. That's about it. Mm. But, you know, it's whatever.
Colton, why are you so quiet? It's because Josh was called you out on the Qui-Gon Jinn thing?
I didn't really call him out.
No, I'm playing Halo right now, actually.
Wow, I'm so glad you're dedicated to the podcast.
Professional.
Colton's about as unprofessional as
you get. Why do you have my attention?
I do not have your attention, clearly, because you're too busy playing Halos.
So how is Halo?
I'm preparing. It's okay. I'm making a legendary run. In Reach right now.
Been there,
actually,
done that.
I actually took a break from my legendary run.
More like you just gave up.
No, I didn't. I'm not giving up.
Okay, Michael.
Nothing's going to stop me from getting achievements.
Michael, you will never beat Halo on legendary alone. Ever.
Yeah,
well, I had to beat a level for you. A whole
that's
level.
That's because you wanted to.
No, that's because I was bored and you were like, oh, I bet you can't beat this level. No, see, Michael was doing... Okay, so the last time I saw Michael play Legendary was the first time that he started on his whole Legendary run of getting the achievement for beating the whole Legendary campaign by yourself. And he beat the first level, which I was like, okay, sure. I mean, it's the first level. It's not going to be hardest. And then I see him start on the second level last time I saw him. When I went to see him a couple days ago that he was playing the Legendary run, he was still on that second level at the beginning of the freaking mission. I was like, you're never going to beat this. And he's like, oh, I bet you can't.
Legendary mode is no joke.
It's a joke for me. He's like, oh, I bet you can't beat this. So I pick up the controller and I just, like, more or less breeze through the whole thing.
Bullshit.
I mean, I died a couple of times, but less times than you would have. I breezed through most of it.
Cover.
You know, You gotta use a cover, and you gotta know what weapons to use. Because any stupid jackass could just run up there with an assault rifle and a DMR and get their asses wrecked. But the smart person knows that the elites are tough sons of bitches, and you ain't gonna, like, run through them with an assault rifle and a DMR. You gotta bring out that plasma pistol and overcharge their shields and then pop them in the skull. That's how I do it all the time. Elite combo for the win.
All times, every times?
Just elite combos for days. That's all I do.
Nice. Anyway, anything else we want to talk about before we, you want to wrap up or something?
Go watch Wreck-It Ralph.
Watch Wreck-It Ralph.
Just go. I'm not going
to. You tell us not to whore ourselves, but you're whoring Wreck-It Ralph.
I'm not whoring out Wreck-It Ralph.
Like a pimp.
It's like, you've only seen like a couple of times something really good come out this year in terms of film, which is, so far all I can say is The Dark Knight Rises,
and the Avengers.
No, there were some other hidden gems that people kind of skewered over.
But Twilight's coming out.
Shut your mouth.
Wait, what?
Shut your mouth. But Wreck-It Ralph.
The last Twilight movie.
Who gives a shit about Twilight except for little girls?
If they have the thing where they show all the movies before the last one, I'm going to see that.
If you do, I'm going to disown you.
Yeah, I already did.
Who cares about Twilight? Just
saying, I'm going to do that.
You're not being serious, though, right?
No, I'm going to go see it. It's going
to
be amazing.
Jack off at home to, what's his name? Edwin or Eric or whatever? Or Jacob? Every time he takes his shirt off, it's like, please kiss me.
Kayla Lautner for the win.
Huh?
Kayla Lautner for the win.
Huh.
Team Jacob.
Whatever. Crazy bum.
TJO, apparently.
Well, I've seen all the other movies.
TJ so Hooker.
Just finish out and see them all.
Now, that's an old reference.
That's hilarious.
All right. You want to send us off, Colton?
With like the links and stuff, or
yeah,
no, with like the party hats and the favors.
Yeah, make your emergency kit when the earthquake comes.
Of course,
in.
We have those, yo.
Oh well, I never got mine.
Well, you know,
I must have got lost in the mail or something.
Guess so.
Well, you should have paid attention.
Oh yeah, maybe I don't check the mail.
Anyway,
okay. We have our Facebook page, SDF, which is SDF Podcast, Facebook, which I just said twice, okay. We have our Twitter, which is at SDF Podcast. Our YouTube channel is SDF Podcast. Go to our website, which is sdfpodcast.blogspot.com. Very creative there. And we're on iTunes, just SDF Podcast.
Rooster Teeth page.
Yeah, we have the Rooster Teeth page, which is basically where we put all our links up and everything.
Basically our home base.
Yes. So, go check out all that stuff.
Subscribe to our YouTube pages.
Yeah.
Go check all that stuff out. We got a treat for everybody. Tony's coming back next week.
Finally.
The return of Tony. It's like a Scarface movie or something waiting to happen. And on that note, we're going to end
really
it.
Seem like it.
All right, thanks for listening, everybody.
Well, yep. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, everybody. Bet on it. No! It's not ending on that.